Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Friday, August 9th. I'm Orlando Montoya. On today's episode, Bullitt County residents still recovering from Tropical Storm Debbie prepare for rising floodwaters this weekend. And Governor Brian Kemp responds to recent criticism from former President Donald Trump. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. Evacuation orders and road closures continue in low-lying parts of southeast Georgia, where creeks and rivers soaked by Tropical Storm Debbie are rising. In Effingham County, some residents in Bloomingdale were urged to leave their homes. In Chatham-Bryan counties, parts of U.S. Highway 17 were closed. In Screven County, crews worked overnight to shore up a dam that was in danger of breaching. And in Bullitt County, residents there are picking up the pieces while also preparing for yet more possible flooding this weekend. GPB's Benjamin Payne has that story.
No county in Georgia has more dirt roads than Bullitt, and so it's no surprise the area was among the hardest hit by Tropical Storm Debbie. About 200 homes here flooded this week, including that of Arsenio and Allie Wright, who are standing outside their home in the neighborhood of Mill Creek Landing near Statesboro as a repairman goes inside.
We didn't know that it could flood out here. We was woke up like 5:30 in the morning to about 4 feet of water. We had to get on a boat, and getting on a boat was a shocking experience.
Having to get on a boat to be relocated somewhere else from our home that we just bought like 2 months ago. For me, I'm almost 6 months pregnant, so that's a lot.
Jonathan Smith is pastor of Pittman Park United Methodist Church in Statesboro, which hosted the county's only emergency shelter.
This storm was completely different than any other storm I've ever seen. Usually we worry about high winds, we worry about tornadic activity. We didn't really see any of that. It just rained and rained and rained and rained to the point where our ponds and roads were washed out. Dams started busting.
Officials are urging Bullitt County residents to stay vigilant, as some rivers and creeks in the area are expected to crest over the weekend. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Statesboro.
A new one-of-a-kind center for people experiencing mental health emergencies opened in South Fulton County yesterday. It was paid for by federal American Rescue Plan funds. City officials now are asking for more funding to open more centers like it. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
Inside the Behavioral Health Crisis Center are inpatient beds, observation chairs, and private rooms for peer support. The plan is to offer a spectrum of mental and behavioral health help 24/7, which could include admission or referrals to other services. Over 100 medical workers from Grady Health Systems will be on staff. Advisor to President Joe Biden, Neera Tanden, joined local leaders to celebrate the new center.
We will take this, your example, to the Congress and others about why we need additional support to actually tackle this challenge in every corner of the country.
Already, the state is considering building a second crisis center in North Fulton. A total of three are recommended to meet the area's mental health needs. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis in Atlanta.
The Cook Political Report has moved the presidential race in Georgia and two other battleground states from leans Republican to toss-up. The report yesterday reflects a surge in support for Vice President Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, Governor Brian Kemp is responding to attacks against him made by former President Donald Trump at a rally in Atlanta last Saturday. GPB's Sarah Callis reports Kemp addressed Trump's comments at a Republican gathering in Atlanta today.
Kemp called the attacks by Trump, quote, a storm, but reiterated his support for the former president's reelection bid.
A lot of distractions, which in my opinion is not what we need to be doing right now in the presidential campaign or on any of the campaigns that we're running in the state of Georgia to keep our majorities in the House and the Senate. And so, you know, despite all of that noise, my position has not changed.
Trump called Kemp disloyal and alleged he was trying to inhibit Republicans running for office. Several Georgia leaders have publicly supported Kemp amid the controversy. Kemp's comments came at conservative radio host Eric Erickson's The Gathering, where Republican leaders from across the country gathered in Atlanta, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Vice President Mike Pence. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
It's move-in weekend for incoming University of Georgia students. It's also the first new academic year since the on-campus murder of nursing student Laken Riley in February. The university says it's invested more than $7 million in things like student escorts, license plate readers, and more officers. UGA Associate Vice President for Public Safety Dan Silk says students also will notice new blue light phones with cameras.
They're going to see a number of those that are already up, especially in the peripheral areas of campus.
Susan Monteverdi leads an anti-crime group, Safety Athens, that's been pushing for such improvements for years.
We applaud the effort. It's an initial investment, and we think more can be done.
She advises students to lock their doors and avoid walking alone. The man accused of killing Riley is set for trial in November. The Georgia Supreme Court is replacing the entire ceiling of its four-year-old courtroom after part of it fell onto the floor. A court official says no one was in the room when the collapse happened last week, and court proceedings will not be affected. Justices are next scheduled to be in the courtroom on August 20th, and the ceiling is expected to be replaced by then. Officials are still investigating what might have caused the damage. The president and CEO of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference will step down at the end of the month. The organization was co-founded by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1957. Charles Steele Jr. assumed leadership of the organization in 2004. Asked why he was stepping down, Steele reflected on his legacy with the group.
I raised $20 million in 3.5 years when I first came to SCLC, built a brand new building, debt-free, moved in, it was already paid for. So that's a lot to be proud of, and I thank God for it.
The SCLC's 65th annual conference is taking place in Atlanta today and tomorrow.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Civil rights icon Andrew Young came home to the South Georgia city where he first became pastor in 1955. Young was billed as the star guest at the opening of a traveling exhibit in Thomasville yesterday. The Many Lives of Andrew Young will be held at an arts center not far from Bethany Congregational Church, where Young became pastor. The exhibit was created by the National Monuments Foundation and chronicles Young's life through photographs, memorabilia, and his own words. State employees, public school teachers, and state retirees will pay an average of 6% more for health insurance premiums next year. The Georgia Board of Community Health approved the increase yesterday. For offerings in the state health benefit plans, open enrollment beginning in October. In Georgia sports, the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds will play at the Bristol Motor Speedway, the Tennessee track known as Thunder Valley, in next year's Speedway Classic. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement today in Bristol. The game will be the first National League or American League regular season game ever played in a volunteer state, as the MLB continues to expand where it plays. The league played at historic Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama earlier this year. The Speedway Classic will take place on August 5, 2025. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you'd like to learn more about the stories that you hear on this podcast, visit gpb.org/news. We always invite you to subscribe to this podcast by hitting that button. It only takes a moment and will help you keep yourself current with us in your feed. If you have feedback for us, send that to georgiatoday@gpb.org. We'd welcome your comments and your story suggestions. I'm Orlando Montoya. I hope you have a great weekend.